Come in. Take a seat. Be quiet, I'm in the middle of looking over something. I see. Alright then. Now then, do you know why I called you into my office? I know I didn't tell you. I was hoping you'd be able to figure that out on your own. Tell me something. Are you having trouble figuring things out recently? No. Are you positive? Because unless I've made an egregious error in reading recent reports, your productivity has gone down at least 57% in the past 5 months. So why is that? If you're having no trouble figuring things out, it must be because you're simply lazy and doing less work. What? No answer. Well, I have a theory. 5 months ago, I transferred over to this branch and became head administrator of this office. And I don't know, it seems quite a coincidence that your work started to plummet as soon as I came in. I'd like to know what it is about me that makes it so difficult for you to do your job properly. Don't give me that look. You and I both know the dates line up far too well for it to not be related. Now quit beating around the bush and answer me. What is it? Do you think you're above having a woman as your superior? Is that it? Well, come on. I'm waiting. You know what? Forget it. It doesn't matter. You've wasted far too much of the company's time and money already. Clean out your desk and get out. Yes, you heard me. Clean out your desk. You're fired. You should receive a letter about the severance conditions in about a week. Although I'd suggest you start looking for a new job as soon as you get home. What was that? You'll do anything to keep your job. Anything besides get your work done on time, right? Quiet. No more begging. You're absolutely positive that you need this job. And you're absolutely positive that you'll do anything. Okay. Fine. Stand up and take off your clothes. You fucking heard me. Stand up and take your fucking clothes off. You said you were desperate, didn't you? Okay then. You have less than 3 minutes, starting right now, to get completely naked. I don't want any messing around. No stopping at your underwear. No trying to cover yourself up. Take your clothes off and hold your arms at your sides. Now. Well, look at that. You can actually follow orders. Go on. Keep going. Remember what I said. Completely nude. Don't even try to stop at your underwear. That's it. What did I say? I said hands at your sides. You're on thin ice. When I say you show me everything, you show me everything. Come over here. Around the desk. Yes. Over here by me. Now bend over my knee. No, no, no. Don't ask questions. You don't ask questions right now. Right now, you just follow orders, remember? Now, bend over my knee. Now, I'm assuming you know what I'm going to do to you, right? Exactly. Do you know why I'm spanking you? No. It's because of your productivity. Have you not been paying attention? It's because you don't respect me. You don't respect my authority. What's that I'm feeling? I'll just reach under and... Stay still! Look at that! How did I know that was going to happen? You're getting hard. You little slut. I knew it. The reason you're lagging behind in your work is because you're just a fucking little slut. You just think about fucking me all day, don't you? Don't you? No. You weren't thinking about my tits, my ass. Was it my legs? Answer me. Was it my thighs? The thighs your hard cock is between, What was that? Say it again. I'm listening. So it was because you found me attractive. See how easy it was to admit that? I might not have to fire you if you're honest with me. Hush now. Don't speak unless spoken to, remember? Now, were you thinking about my thighs instead of doing work? Is that why you're so hard with your cock in between them? You may answer me now. You do like them. And what else do you like? Yes. Keep going. You know you're getting harder, right? Be quiet. I have one more task for you. I want you to fuck my thighs while I explain the conditions for you keeping your job. From now on, every single work morning, you will come to my office and wait for me to arrive. When I do, you will remove your clothes without showing any hesitation whatsoever, and you will kneel right in front of me, and you will wait. I will have a sexual task for you to perform. Sometimes I may spank you. Sometimes I may have you lick my pussy. Sometimes I'll just have you masturbate for me while I watch. And sometimes, I might even take all of my clothes off and fuck you. Shh, 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 shh. Don't moan so loud. There's still some people in the office. Now, whether or not you get to come depends on how well you perform for me. As for tonight, I have two pieces of good news for you. The first is that you get to keep your job. As long as you promise to perform any task I give you. Because hopefully, this will restore you to your previous level of productivity. The second is that your first performance for me was very satisfactory. So you'll get to come. But only if you say, I promise to work harder for you, miss. Say it. Louder. Louder. Very good. You can come for me now. That's right. There we go. And be sure to thank me every time I let you come, too. Good boy. Okay. You can stop thanking me now. Are you finished? Very good. How does your ass feel? You know I was going easy on you, right? In the future, I'll go a little harder. But I'll have cream that can make you feel a little bit better before I send you to your desk. Hush. It's okay. You did fine. You don't have to keep thanking me. Do you need to rest for a bit? You can use my sofa if you'd like. You have a very cute ass, by the way. Nice cock, too. I might fuck you sooner rather than later. Go ahead and lay down for a while. If you get hard again, you may ask my permission to masturbate. I may just give it to you. Don't sleep. Just rest until you feel you're ready to clean yourself up. Then get your clothes back on and head home. Make sure you get a lot of sleep, by the way. I have plans for you in the morning, remember?